Well, I think most officers are in agreement with the camera systems, the body-worn cameras, so that there can be an accurate depiction or portrait of what they're doing out there on a day-to-day basis. Officers are involved in a lot of different activities throughout any given shift, and they're in favor of having this information available so there won't be any question, in most cases, of what occurred.
The other question is, when will an officer turn on the camera?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a policy. What we did is, just to give you just a quick historical, we put together a committee over a year ago because we saw this this coming, the body-worn cameras. So we put together a committee to investigate it, and that committee is made up of users, officers from different assignments within our organization, from T&I, and from the union. So we really tried to be inclusive in that. And they went through and put out requests for proposals and or requests for information first, and they had demonstrations by all of the different camera systems. They also got policies not only from the International Association of Chiefs of Police model policy, but from other departments that had already implemented this system so that we could try and avoid some of the mistakes that had been made in the past. And I can say that the group did an outstanding job, and they ended up choosing Taser as the company that would provide the body-worn cameras and the handling of the evidence. There's two ways to handle the evidence. You can do it on your own, or you can allow a company to do that. And we looked at both possibilities there. It's much more cost-effective to allow an independent company to handle all of the video storage and the evidence as well. We also partnered with USF, and we will be working with them on a year-long pilot project. We're going to have 60 cameras to start off with. We have 20 volunteers from each of our uniform districts, and they will volunteer to wear these camera systems. And then we will also have a control group of officers who aren't wearing those. And USF will study those two groups for a year to look at officer injuries, to look at citizen complaints, use of force incidents, all of those to try to make some type of a evidentiary comparative between not wearing the cameras and wearing the cameras.